We still have two Tosfos on the previous sugya. Omar Ameima Hilchese Afilu Laman de Yoma. Afilu Laman de Yoma that Amader Berabim. Madam not neither should the Barabim Yesh Loi Hafore Al Das Rabim Ein Loi Hafore. B'makis karsinen b'roiv svarim, Omar Ameima, Hilchese neder shehuda b'rabim yesh lo yafore, Ardas rabim ein lo yafore. Lefi girse zu, according to this girse in Makis, so Ameima is not only paskening b'inyin neder shehuda ardas rabim, he's also saying that a neder shehuda b'rabim yesh lo yafore. The figure says, "Mashme dechein aloche de neder shohudar berabim yesh lehafor." Ulamai de goras nami na argirse, not like the girse in Makis. Afilu leman de yomar. So here it would seem that he's telling us afilu according to the man de yomar the neder shohudar berabim yesh lehafor. But neder shohudar al das rabim ein lo yafor. So Taisa says, afilu according to this girse, lamai de goras nami afilu laman de yoma, sheloi bo lifsoik behudar berabim, is not coming to paskin behudar berabim, mikomokim mi de posak ba al das rabim de ein lo yaforim. But since he comes to tell us a haloche, Dal das rabim ein lo yafore, bechlal she soiver de berabim yesh lo yafore. And a neder huder berabim yesh lo yafore. Di yi ein loy, because if he holds neder shehuder berabim ein lo yafore, koshken al das rabim umar hutzrech lifseik hilchese ba al das rabim kiven da filo berabim ein lo yafore. Now let us explain what Tosfos is saying. The Pnei Yeshua says that the Rishmu brings down the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says that there are two svaris why neder shehuda ardas rab mein lo yafor. One svara is because it was made ardas rab, so we need, when we want to be mata the neder, we need their das. Let's say by hatoras nedorim. Hatoras nedorim works all the time, adaita da hocha nadarta. So the whole heter is dependent on what the das of the neder was, when it should be a neder, when it shouldn't be a neder. If it's al das rabim, well, there's other people involved. They also have a day in the neder, so you have to know what their day was, legabi the chalois haneder. That's one mahalach. Now, according to this mahalach, the Tosfos is very difficult to understand. Tosfos makes now a kal v'chomer. Why does he have to say neder shehudar al das rabim ein lo yafore? If he personally holds neder shehudar berabim ein lo yafore, about if it's al das rabim, mayin shmita leitzel ha-sinai. This is the two different velten. So the Pnei Yeshua says that what is the lumdus of neder shehuda berabim? That is, there's a limus in the etzem neder. A neder that was huda berabim, there was an amida of rabim there, bishas asiyas haneder. That's malim the neder. And such a neder, ein lehafore, ein lehatore, it's an olam dike neder. Now Tosfos held, every aldas rabim, we have this mile of birabim. That means if the neder was made by haskomas or rabim, so this is a greater alimis than amidas rabim. Amidas rabim, we're standing there, we're keeping quiet. That's also malam the neder. But if it's aldas rabim, so this is zicher, the alimis of birabim you have, plus, it's more than that. Aldas Rabim is a greater alimis than Hudar Birabim. So Memela, so Tosfos says, if Ameima is paskening, La loche, ben neder hilchese. He's saying a word hilchese. Hilchese neder al das rabben heinle a fila. Fila man di yomma de biram yeshle for a bal das rabben. So I give the paskin a loches. If le meise we hold neder shehuda berabim heinle a fore, so al das rabben which is ich a more olim than berabim is ich heinle a fore. So when you say hilchese, so it would seem from this, if you're saying Hilchus is a Vaistais, you personally hold the Neder Shehuda Birabim Yesh Layafor, so they have to say Hilchus, but Al Das Rabim Ein Layafor. If a Meimah is not coming to tell us Halachis, V'shalei B'loshim P'sak Hoye Loi Layma, Afil Laman Doma Birabim Yesh Layafor, about das rabbi main layafor. Don't say hilchese. If you're saying hilchese, so that means you're paskening. If la locha we hold neder shuda barab main layafor, there's no need to pasken by neder shuda al das rab. Half al gav de kamala el. The madrina lay berabim. The madrina lo berabim. Alibe berab nachmen. The Gemara, we had a machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman Pshat the Mishnah. Rav Huna said, Dachke, Shaloi Niseis. But Niseis, you're not Madrin in Oisa, because the Baal will be Mefer. And Rav Nachman said, no, Afilu by Niseis, she also Mother, because when Mother her Aldas, when Mother her Berab, Madrin in Love Berab. That's what Rav Nachman said, and that's what Madeyam is based. Now, we have a klal that whenever there's a machlokes bedinim, dinim momenis, we pass the light Rav Nachman, hilchsek Rav Nachman bedinim. Now, this machlokes Rav Nachman Rav Huna is a shayla and hilchis momenis. It's not hilchis isurim. The shayla is she bekoyach to be goyve the ksuba with a nether shahuda barabim? Kshani says, is she bekoyach to be goyve the ksuba? That means, so if this is ein lei hafore, so she's bekoyech to be goyve, the ksube. If yes lei hafore, she's not bekoyech to be goyve the ksube. Now, so Rav Nachman said that a neder shehuda berabim, she's bekoyech to be goyve the ksube. So Rav Nachman paskin in dinei momen is the neder shehuda berabim is ein lei hafore, and therefore she can be goyve the ksube. Now, we always paskin like Rav Nachman, when it's a shaylan dinei momenis. That's Tosis's problem. Afagav de kamalo de madrini le berab ne libe de Rav Nachman de kaimalon kevose bedine ilinyan dine itma. And this shayla is a shayla. It's not a yiradei dike shayla. It's a chayshe mishpatike shayla. Linyan paroyim ksube. The linyan paroyim ksube. So the Tosis's says a porish bosahoche, but the Gemara later says anichal man de yama vikolamei medad Rav Nachman namikoyan the first Rav Nachman that Rav Nachman said that nisis gavik subosu, so the Gemara asks anichal man de yama, it's not a double muskel. We don't paskin the nedu shudah berabim ein leyafor. Umed adrei Rav Achen namilu mikrit dardeki al das Rav. Now the later, the Maisa that was the Dardiki Rav Poshe B'Yanuki, and Rav Acher was Mader him Al Das Rabim, which Tais was mentioned before as a greater Elimis than Berabim. Mashmi Dekhsov De Berabim Yesh Le'afor. Rav Yosef Da'om Abav Ipsochim Eder Berabim Lo'ishti Shikre Mashmi Dekhsov De Berabim Ein Le'afor. Lo'kaimalach, we don't pass him like Rav Yosef in Psochim. So Taisa seems to be saying, La Haloch in Eder Shuda Barabim is Yesh Layafar, Neder Shuda Hodas Rabim Ein Layafar, Aval Edva Mitzvah Yesh Layafar. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam. What is the Lomdis? El Neder Shuda Hodas Rabim Yesh Layafar Edva Mitzvah, Mishum De Mistom and Nichel Le Rabim Mishum Mitzvah, because I can assume Take the neder was hudar al das rabim, but the zicha maskim mutzayich mitzvah. ואידאי מרבן אותם, ועל דאס היינו, מסהול קונצפט, אבל דאס רבים, היינו כשאימר על דאס פלייני ופלייני, you have to mention who these people are. אפילו שלהי בפניהם, they don't have to be there, but you have to mention the nether is who, על דאס פלייני ופלייני. אבל על דאס רבים סתם, but if you just say this nether is made על דאס רבים, and this רבים is a blank check, you're not saying who these rabbim are, Lav Klumu. So who's the rabbim? Aldas rabbim. It's made Aldas rabbim. Who's the rabbim? So if you want that the nether should be made totally bidas achem, we have to mention which achem we're speaking about. Who are these rabbim? So you have to mention names. Aldas yochid ava pishaporat aldata yochol chocham lat. If a person said it's made Aldas yochid, then the Chochem could be matter, and Tosfos Daf Mem Vov Amud Beis explains that if there's a rabbim, so the neider is mevatel datoy l'rabbim. Tosfos says the mevatel datoy mishum rabbim v'loy mishum yochid. So if there's a rabbim, he says mevatel is that's what their das is. That's what I want. To a yochid, I don't assume that he's mevatel datoy. We had in the mission of Eidim Choisman Alagetan Neitikin Ha'ilam. And I'll stick in Ha'ilam, and this, let's just refresh our memories, because we'll see Taisis is Chaylak on this. Ha'eidim Choisman Alaget, so Rashi says, Kol Eilu Mitakonais Raman Gamliel Hazaki. He says, we had an on the phone in the Fras, and Nixi Yisayimim, and Raman Gamliel Hazakos in the second, but Madrin in law. And now another takone in Eidim Chayis Malaget Elam Ibnei Tikkun Ha'olam. Frag the Gemara, Ibnei Tikkun Ha'olam, the Araisu, this is Minatoyre the Eidim Eftachasme, Lechsoiv B'Seifa V'Chsoim V'Hoyed Eidim. So the Inyan of Chsimen Ashtar is a posik in Yirmiyah. Omar Rabbe Leitzriche L'Rabbe Loza. Our mission is going according to Rabbi Loza. Doma Eidem Esiri Karsi. Tkinun, Rabbonon, Eide Chesime. So Rabbonon was talking to Eide Chesime, Bnei Tikkun Ha'olam. The Zimnim, the Maisi Sadi, maybe the Eidem will die. Inami Zimnim, the Oslo, the Medina Sayyam. And if you only have Eidem Esiri, so if these two things occur, so you lost your whole shtar, there's no one that can be mevarer that this get was given over. They the Mesira died, or they came to, or they left the Medina Sayyot. So that's why if you have Eidech Sime, the Eidech Sime are made, Mr. Mabehekshanas, so I can rely on the Eidech Sime that the shtar was Nimsar, Kel Choso, and I can rely on them now. Let us see. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Rabbi Lozo, Dama Bekbas, Eidim Mesiri Karsi, Diktoni Rabbi Lozo Reimer, Afilu Ein Olav Eidim, even though there are no Eidim Chsumim Andeshtar, Oshanosnu Lo Bifnei Eidim Kosher. The Haikro, Eitze Teve Kamashvot. So that, what the Posik says, Bachasoim. So that's an Eitze Teve. But you should have Eide Chasime. Neitika Noilam, Dume Maisi Eide Mesire. Ma'aro Ba'al Loi Ma'aloi Girashtia. Maybe they'll die. And the Ba'al will be Ma'aro. So that's why Neitika Noilam, we should have Eide Chasime. Now the Rajbo, is chaylik am Rashi. Rashi says he doesn't understand. He says, the mission is going according to Rabbi Loza. So Rashi explains according to Rabbi Loza. So that what it says, v'chassoim, eitzatoy v'kamash molot. That means, Yirmiyah told us on eitzatoy. Right. Now what did Rabbi Gamliel tell us? Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel. So he says, so you'll tell me. Oh. Yirmiyah said it's a toive, but Rabbi Gamliel said he made a takone, you have to have Eidech Sime. Zukta Rashi, but it's not true. The whole the whole Rambam Gamliel is also only an Eitzah Tove. He brings Rayas. If you don't want to have Eidr Chesim, you don't have to have Eidr Chesim. Rambam Gamliel is also an Eitzah Tove. So it's a Tove, you don't need Rambam Gamliel. We heard Yirmiyah Novi gave us an Eitzah Tove. So the Rashba is Chayla Kam Rash. He says a different Mahalach. So the Sam Sofer wants to say that everything is an Eitzah Tove, but Yirmiyah is saying one Eitzah Tove, and Rambam Gamliel is saying another Eitzah Tove. He says this Pasuk in Yirmiyah is speaking about that they're going away in Golus. So he brings down till 60 years a person remembers. After 60 years, the memory starts getting a little locally. So Yirmiyah told them in Eitzah Tove, listen, you'll rely on the Eidah Mesirah. This is already the 70 years of Golus Bavel. We can't rely on the Zikaron of the Eidah Mesirah. So Mela, listen to me, Bachasim. Make Eidah Chesim. That was the Eitzah Tove of Yirmiyah. He says, the only thing Yirmiyah and Novi was afraid of, the likui zikorin of the Eidim Mesirah, after such a long period of time. Manyam liyamim rabim, this is a long period of time that the Eidim should remember. Rabbi Gamliel said something else. Rabbi Gamliel is speaking about that we're not worried about 60 years, 70 years. Rabbi Gamliel said that it could be the Eidim Mesirah will die or the go to Medina Sayyam. We are not assured with the Eidim Mesirah for in a short period of time that will have the Eidim Mesirah to be Mabara. Dil Memaisi Eidim Mesirah. Dil Azul Medina Sayyam. So this is a new Eitzah Tove. Yirmiyah never spoke about that. Yirmiyah spoke about Ashtar Leman Yamdu Yomim Rabim. Yirmiyah Novi was concerned when there's Yomim Rabim involved. And he was concerned about the Shikh of the Eidim Mesirah. Gamliel said another Eitzah Tove. Don't be assured that the Eidim will remain alive. Don't be assured the Eidim will be with us. So Memela, take this into consideration. So Memela Safilu, the Medubar is, we're not worried about what's going to happen in 70 years. We're not worried what's going to happen in 3 years. In 3 years could be you won't have your Eidim, could be the Eidim Mesirah with Zichah. Remember, but who says you can have these Eidim Mesirah in 3 years? Could be they'll die or they'll go to Medina Sayyam. That is how Rabbi wanted to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef Omar, afilu taime le Rabbi Meir. It could be that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir. His kinu, now according to Rabbi Meir, so you need Eidah Chesima. So what's the Iskinu? Iskinu sheye Eidim meforshim shmeiseyim begitten bipnei tikken ha'ilam. The takone of Rambam Gamliel is not that you need Eidah Chesumim. You zichah need Eidah Chesumim. Eidah Chesimim ka'arse. But they should write their names when they chasme. We'll see soon what this means. Kedisanya. Barishayna yekosev ani pleini chasamti eid. In the beginning, they were not megala their names. Ani pleini chosamtei. We'll see a little more of this in Rashi. Now, so we have to rack our brains who this pleini is. Is imksav yoda yaitzimo kemacha kosha. Bim lav posel. Omer amin gamliel tatakone gedoilo yiskinu. They were mesakin a great takone shiyem eforshim shmeiseyem begitten. They should specify their names. They should mention their names in the Getnei Tikkun Olam. Because of Tikkun Olam. In fact, the Gemara b'Simon Oloi and Simonim Anatkot v'Rav Tzaye Kavre, when Rav Yistachasman on the star, he didn't sign his name. He drew a fish. V'Rav Chanine Tzaye Charusa, he drew a branch of a deckel. Rav Chizde Samach, he wrote a Samach. Rabbi Shaya Ayin, Rabbi Baravune Tzayir Makusa, he made a sail of a ship. The Yavitz explains that Rav made a fish, because on Rav there wasn't Shailat Ayin Horeb. Harusa is a branch of a dekel that's a shevet moishel to show that that the moishel over the yom. Rav Chisda Samach, you can rely on him. Aveshaya Ayin, he was ma'ayin in the shtar. He was ma'ayin there. Makusa, a sail of a ship, that like he's the manig of the dayo. So the Gemara says, if you're telling me that Simonim doesn't help, we see that these people, they never wrote their names. They just make pictures. So the Gemara says, Shiny Rabbonon de Bekiyim Simonai. Not the Rabbonon. If you see a fish there, you won't bat an eyelash, you'll know this is Rab. A Samach is Rav Chisda. So the Gemara asks, Mikore v'mayev kinu. So the Gemara asks, but if a person is not permitted to sign an asosim deke oifen, so how did these signatures become famous, that we should know that this is Rav Chisda, this is Rav? So the Gemara asks, answers b'diskaya. Well, before they chasmed on shtores, they used to send out shailas and tshuvas. They always used to place them with the picture, so they became acquainted in the world that these simonim are simonim of these amiroim. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Mefoshi Shmei Yisayim. Ruven Oishimen. They wrote their names. Meikore Lehoyo Choismen Ela Ani Ploini Chosamti Eid. Lehoyo Neikev Shmei. So the Chitus Loshen of Rashi is, in the beginning, they did not sign their names at all. And the Chassam Sofer is moichik the word ploini, not ani ploini chasamti. What does the ploini help? The ploini is not telling anything and just a waste of time. Now in the beginning they wrote ani eight. That's what they wrote, ani eight. And he didn't specify what his name was. Kedesanya. Imhoye, we'll come back here to this. Rashi Moye, Ksav Yoda, Yoitzimoke Macher Kosh. Dimitoich Shloihoya Meforish Shmoy. The Eid did not sign his name. Lehoye Yoidim Levakish Eidim Makirim Vyoidim Sheyeidu Al Ksav Yoda. So in the beginning, they had difficulties being Mekayim Deshtar, because we had no way of knowing who chasmed on the shtar, so he couldn't ask the makirim and the yoidim, because we don't know who he is. Now there was a signature here, ani eid is a signature, but we have to just know whose signature this is. There's 200,000 people in the city, whose signature is this? So, That means we had to do a lot of research. Till we found in the shtot, someone had a shtar. And it said in the shtar, you look at Ani Eid, oh, this Ani Eid, the Aleph are similar, the Nun are similar, yeah, this is the same Ani Eid. And this person had problems, that they were Ma'are on the shtar, Lekeres Ma'are on the shtar. So yeah, the Ani Eid was Yankel, so they called Yankel, they came to Bezna, Yankel was Mekayim the Chsime, Yankel was Mekayim the Chsime, and Bezna were the Hempik on this Bezna. And the shtar. So now we know Ani Eid is Yankel by the shtar shekol of Iro. Now, when we medame these two shtores now, this is the same Ani Eid, so it's not a mezuyev to kishtar. So that's how things used to be before Takonis Ram Gamliel. It's not very difficult to be Mekayim, but that's how it was. Ram Gamliel went and made a new Takonis. You write Ani Ruven Eid. Oh, Ruven. So now all you have to do is look in the phone book all the Reuvens. But imagine that you don't have to go through the Shimons and the Levies and the Moishes and all others. You just have to the Reuvens. So that was a big takana. That's how Rashi seems to be saying pshat. Now, the Ksav Sofer asks Amir de Kekashe. Ksav Sofer asks as follows. We hear on Dav Gimel that Minatayre, you do not need Kiyim. Kiyim is only at Rabbonim. Minatayre, Eidem, Achsumim, Alashtar, Nasrim, Mishenachka, Bebez. We are not Chayish Vaziyev Minatayre. Why aren't we Chayish Vaziyev Minatayre? So the Gemara is the code, because the Chotzef Inish was Yufi, a person would name the Chutzpah to be Messiah. So that's very good if you have, let's say, a Lekeach will want to be Messiah for Shtar, that he bought off a Kalka from Reuven. So now he's going to write down an Eid, Chaim ben Oizer, Moshe ben Noter. Time to wait. Make me be Messiah to Chasimis. No, we'll go to Rab Chaim ben Oizer. This is your signature. No. But Moshe ben Noter? No. Now it's busy Janus on this Lekeach. Lechotze finish Lus Yufe. That means if a person wants to steal, don't do it in court. That's the wrong place to understand. To bring a document in court, a star in court, and in court, a court should be moitzi it when you know that it's false. That's lechotze finish l'zuf. So memela mina teure, you don't need. If the lekeach will bring such a star in court, I can be yeshud mina teure. It's a mekuyim de kishta. It's not a mezuyif de kishta. Fine. The rabbanu were masakim ki. Frek the ksav sefer, but that is only bavke. If there's a name. But let's make the same story before Takona Sam Gamliel. So this Lekeach went and he bought the star, I bought the skarka of the Moicha, he shows the star, two types, Ani Eid. The one Ani Eid is a big Aleph and a small Nun, the other is a small Aleph and a big Nun. Right? These are two different people. You tell them the signatures, two different signatures. So where does the Lechotze finish this youth? How can it be Mevara over here? That this person was Mizayev. This one who twayed them, one with a big aleph, one with a small aleph. So tain it the ksav sefer. That means kochach sodom. I didn't need kiyim in a Torah. That means that's for sure. Before takonis ham gamliel, you lost your leichotzef inish lezilfi. So you didn't need kiyim in a Torah. So then he says, if that's the case, then we have a big problem. There's a shita of Rav Shri Regoin. And God, we had mentioned it on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and others speak it out on Rashi Daf Beis Amud Aleph. There are three ways you could be Mekayim Ashtar. One way, the Eidim Hachsumim come to Bezen. We recognize this as Achsime. Eifer number two, other people come. This is Reuven's Chsim. I know he signs checks all the time for me. This is Reuven's Chsim. Right. Then there's a third way through Dimian Chsimis. So Rav Shri Regoin says, Dimi Chsimis is not a Kiyim D'Oraisa. Dimi Chsimis is only because these are people who are not acquainted with the Chsim of the Eidim, but we're comparing to Chsimis. So this is not a truly accurate Kiyim, this is only a Kiyim D'Rabon. So whenever you need a Kiyim D'Oraisa, so then Dimi Chsimis will not help. And we had mentioned this, and that days on medalef and yesh olav oirim yiskayim b'chayisomav. So Rashi says on the base of yiskayim b'chayisomav im yaidu eidem al simas yedeim. So Rashi is not lazy. Rashi is going to explain yiskayim b'chayisomav. The eidem will be made al simas yedeim. Oyeidem acherem yakir al simasam kosher. And that's what dimi simas. Why didn't Rashi mention this? So others want to say, because here it's speaking Yeshal of Oirim. When there's an Iru from the Baldover, you need Kiyim in a Teir. If you need Kiyim in a Teir, the Mirsimis won't help. So the Mirsimis won't help. That's Rashi, and he says, he's going to say some of these two Eifan. But that's a sheet of Rav Shri Regoin. That for Kiyim the Reise, whenever you need Kiyim the Reise, the Mirsimis will not help. So Ibezoi, so Frektik Safsoif, and Iblaiz Vayetzorachim, He says, according to Rashi, so if you need kiyum, because there's no lechotz of initials yufi over here, so if you need kiyum the araisa, so how can the mechsim itself according to Rav Shlira going? Because that's Rashi says. So how were they mekaymed before the takana? They found the shtar shehoy oloviron. There was a hempik on that shtar. So that's the mechsimis. So if you need kiyum the araisa, the mechsimis cannot help. That's the ksav sofas kasha iblad is by tzorchi. Let us just go a little further. Now, Agavuche, we'll come back again to this Rashi, second Shah and Rashi, but the Rishash wants to say, the Yaivetz wants to say, that if ever was a Havamine, that a person can chasman a get any eight, that's what I mean. What kind of sim is this, any eight? No, before the Takone, they used to write Ruvei. Or they used to write Ben Yaakov. Takana was that they should write Uven Ben Yaakov. That was the Takana. That's it's not that Rechei Rashi doesn't say this, but Rishash says he would say this. Mibnei Tikkun Olam Shemachah Sheyisparshu Shemoisom. Now that we know their names, Yachsu Achah Yodeiim Makireim. So who knows Uven? Lahoi Baksav Yodim. Now we have more available I found him how to be Mekayim the Shtar. Tzaya Kavre, Lohir Chaisim Shmoy, made a fish, Cherusa on of Shaldeko, a branch of a deko, Makusa Vilain Svine. Mikore Bemayav Keinu, Bemay Diul Abriyas, Shaila Chaismaya, that this is the way they chasme, Bishtoros Lakalameima, Mikore the Amrit Iskinu. They were Mesakin, you should not make a simin by shtoris. But this guy, you should try shayles, chubes, shloimes, shalom. That's what was me called. Like to say over very interesting Teferes Yaakov, that Teferes Yaakov says that, yes, Akashi says, if we learn Pshat and Rashi that they didn't write their name at all. So yes, so I didn't write their name. So the Gemara is Akashe, Ubesimna Loi, a simon is not good. So, I mean, that's the, Rabbi Gamliel said a simon is not good. So, Rav made a simon. So, Frek, the Feres Yaakov, who said that a simon is not good? Before they didn't write their names. So now Rav said, you have to show who you are. You can't say, I need eight. You have to show who you are. You show to a simon, it's also good. Where do we see that Rabbi Gamliel said a simon is no good? That's his kash. Perhaps we could say handwriting is a simon, and he said handwriting is not enough. You need more mafurish. But whether that's his kash. Then he asks a second kasha. He asks, he says, what did they write? Rashi says, Ani pleini chosamtiyei. He says, what's that chosamtiyei? Where do we find the word chosamti? Ani pleini chosamtiyei. Ani pleini yei? Whatever, you write plain, you know, but ani pleini, not ani pleini chosamtiyei. So he says something very interesting. He says, Rashi doesn't mean they didn't write a name. They wrote a name. But when it came to write Eidus, a person felt honored and dignified to be an Eid, by a get, to be an Eid. So his name was Yankel. No, to write in the get, Yankel, Eid. So when he wrote Eidus, he picked someone else's name. This was the name he used for Eidus. Chaim Oizer. Yisrael Meir. That's me. I mean, now this is, so they chose names that was not their names that they were used by. Well, Yankel de Balagola or the Chatzkel de Vassertreg, I mean, that's not because when they came to say Eidus, they used to take different names. That was a simen. When Yankel Chasman, see, Chasman's Chaim Oizer. So you should know that, So that's pshat. Ani ploini chosam teyei. That means I'm chaim oizel gabi chsim esaydis. I'm not chaim oizel. My friend, they call me Yankel. But chasam teyei, I'm ploini. So the chaim oizel was a simon. When Yankel was ever an eight, he was eight, that was, he wanted to know it's Yankel, but so the simon was chaim oizel. So they always was a simon. The simon was the name they had chosen for Chsimus Eidus. So that the Gemara says, but it's still, since it's not a real name, we have difficulties in being Mekayim. Hillel Hiskim Puzbo, Zok the Gemara Baita. Oh, we skipped the Taisus. Vaidem Chaisma Laget Rabbeinita Mochak Misifrei Vov Miva Ha'edem. Ha'edem Chaisma Laget. And that's, we're looking at Mishnah. Mishnah is Taka without the Vov. Now, what is Psham this Rikas of Vov? Vishem Mishum Dabe Mashme the Gamliel Tike. That means, it says, Hiskin Ram Gamliel. That Shetene Deres Li Yisayimim. Then v'ha'edem chayismim. This is takonas Ram Gamliel. I'm a mash from Gamliel tikkun. A bigmara on Ram Gamliel. Takon gdoila hiskinu. Ram Gamliel said that the takon gdoila hiskinu. Mash with the mikaydem nisakna. That this was niskan mikaydem. So that's why it's if it be v'ha'edem. So then we'd say this is a takon of Ram Gamliel. That says, Aidem Choshmim, it's not a takon of Ram Gamliel, it's a previous takon. Takon of Gdoyla Hiskinu. So, Rashi in the Mishnah says, Klon Nitazai. Rashi says that this was takon of Ram Gamliel. So, others want to say that Rashi held Hiskinu means, he didn't want to say it's my takon, my bezin's takon. It was a very good takon they made. He was our bezin, but he spoke about the bezin. He take on the Sanus, he didn't want to speak about himself. Zok the Gemara weiter, Hillel Hiskim Prusbel. Nan Hosson, Prusbel einim Mishamed, Se Echod min Advorim, She Hiskin Hillel Azokin. This is one of the things that Hillel Azokin was Mesakin, She Roa Sa'om, She Nimnumu Milahalva Zezer. People started to stop lending money. Va'ovru amasher kosu ba'toyri shamalacho b'niyedovim levovcho b'liyal. Kol v'shnas ha'shmite. They will stop lending. Omad v'hiskim puzbo. V'zeu gufoi shel puzbo meishani lochem pleini dayonim. Shebemokim pleini shekol chayv sheyesh li eitzel pleini shegvenu kolzman sheerze. Vadayonim chaysmim lamato oy ha'edim. Let us see Rashi. Einei mishamet ma'acher shekosav pruzbo einei mishamet chayvoy b'shviyis. Mosrani lachem eshtoroysai Min meisa maishtores, sha'atem tiyu noiksem. That you now have the power of negisa, of tviye. Ba'ani loy egeis. I will not be teveye, you'll be teveye. So we had mentioned the Mishnah Chayna says that the lav of leisigeis was only said on the malve. Now, if one gives over to bezn the shtores, he gives them the koyach agviye, so there's no leisigoyis, because he is not being goyver. Atem tiyu noiksen. Ani loyagoyis. Lekamon muki diyesh koyach biyodom lafkiya mameine shalze velitein loze bemokim sheyesh siyog vitakonem. So Lechere, now Rashi is explaining another problem, another hurdle which we have to solve. That Be'emesen, besides the Issa of Leisigois, one Amalve is not permitted to be Teiveya from a Loive, a Choyf, after Shvius was Meshamet. But there's another Inyan. There's an Inyan that he doesn't owe him anymore. The Chayv was Nifka. So now, how could, so I'm not money. Ben Bezin is money. Or Amon, the Mokim Bezin. But how could your mom, period? He doesn't owe any money. Shvius was Meshamet. So on that problem, Rashi says, Yeshkayach b'yodom lafkiya momayne shalzeh v'litein lozeh. The Bezin is a koyach to be mafkiya momin. That is true. He doesn't owe any money. That is 100% true. But there's a din of hefke Bezin hefke. That Bezin can be mafkiya, the momin of the loive, and that the malve should be entitled to be goive. So this is the tzura of Prusbo. He says, we take care of two chalokim. We take care of the isodike chalik, ani loy egois, that's the lomdus of Mesiris Chayiv. And then, if it's given over to Bezin, it seems so Bezin is mafke, the moment of the loy, al tzavke Bezin hefke. This is the tzarech takone. Vehiskenilu. Now that's the most kasha for the frekte gemore. Mi kemide mit der Reise mit Shamta Shvies mina teure des adin auf Schmiede we hisken hillo de loy mit Shamta en hillo was misaken it shouldn't be mishamet ama rabaye so how does this work ama rabaye be Shvies bismanaze we are speaking about Shvies bismanaze the Rebbe he the Sanya Rebbe Yoime, Vized Var Hashmita Shamoit, Kefal Aloshin, Vishtei Shmita Isakosum Medava, Achas Shmita Skalke, Vachas Shmita Ksofim, Bisman Shatam Meshamed Karkat Meshamed Ksofim, Bisman Shiyato Meshamed Karke Yato Meshamed Ksofim. So Bisman has episode, this is going according to Rebbe, and since we're not Mishamet Kalke, we're not Mishamet Ksof. Now let us see exactly what this means. Zat Rashi, Mishviyis, the mother of Hiskan Hillel, the light to Shamet, v'okar dovo min ha-teir, that means it's a mitzvah of Shemitah, and he's Mesakin, he's oikar mitzvah Shemitah. You could be Goyven, and it's an akiris dovo min ha-teir. So the Gemara answers, "Beshviyis bismanaze." The Hillel kerebi sfira. Hillel holds like Rebbe. The Amar, what did Rebbe say? The Amar shviyis lashmotas milve bismanaze drabona. Va'af al gav the Hillel bebayish ain't he have it? Hillel was bisman abayis. Sfira leil abayi the bebayish ain't he hoyel bloy hoyel yoyvo noyik. Bisman by Yesheni Yovo was not noyik. Leinogu Shmitin mideraisa. So Shmita is also not noyik minatayr. So let us just be able to plow through this Rashi. Taisus will say Pshat Rashi that the mitzvah of Yovo was only said when Roiv Yeshver Olel. When Kol Yeshvela, that Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, then there's a mitzvah of Yovel. So Bebay Yesheni, they didn't have Kol Yeshvela, so there's no mitzvah of Yovel. Fine, that's the Aleph. Now, if there's no mitzvah of Yovel, so there's no din of Shmita. That's what Rabbi was machadish. Now, let's understand this. The Moses and Erchim, money yoivleis lekadesh mitin. You should count yoivul in order to be mekadesh mitin, and shuldik there's no yoivul. Because it's that Kol Yishvel Leo. Rashi says, Mit Rabbonikov. This is midrabon. Midrabon, there's a din shmitin, so she can't yoyl them in order to make shmitin midrabon. Umotzosi. So the vial, Kashi did not mention how the drosha goes. Rashi didn't explain the drosh. Rashi just said that there's no shmita midaraisa because there's no yoibu. Matzasi b'talmide Rabbeinu Yitzhak Halevi shekosa v'meseches gitten b'Yerushalmi minayin sheina shmita neheges ol bezman she yoibu noi shenema v'ze dvar hashmita shomoi. Achas shmita, so here we get it, kefal aloshen, achas shmitas yoibu, va achas shmitas shviyis, that's the shtar shmita shami. So memele, so this is the drosh of Rebbe. This is the drosh of Rebbe. Minayin sheina shmita neheges, this man she yoibu, no, because we're makish shmita to yoibu. So there's no yevil because ain't call your shvela. Avo beteiris kahanim reisi, the shvius neig bisman shen yevil neig. That shvius is neig bisman shen yevil neig. Vaimar anit shumach loikis. So now, in teiris kahanim state, that shmita is not dependent on yevil. So now, according to the Teos Kainim, so we have to understand, so we're back where we started from. So how could Hill be Misak and Puzbul? He's like a double minotaur. So the Gemara said, Tarek Adam and Teos, Shmita Bismana says that the Rabbon. So Rashi understood, and perhaps this is Pshat Na Gemara, that we're Makish, Shmita to Yoivo, and Yoivo is not like Bismarck. But the Teskainim says the Shmita is not totally in Yoivo. So Bisman Shata Meshamet Karke, to gain Akshav Shabbat Lokdushus Oret. So the Oitza says Pshat of Rashi means, according to the Teskainim, we have to say a different reason why Shmita is not Noyeg. Because Bat Lokdushus Oret. Rashi, this is going to explain the Teskainim. Is what will the Teirus Kainim, how will that stem with Hillel? We have to say that Shmita is at Rabbono. So Mishlam Yerushalmi says it's at Rabbono because Shmita is totally in Yoivu. The Teirus Kainim says that Shmita is not totally in Yoivu. So why is Shmita not knowing Bisman is there? So we have to say because the emphasis is both of Kedushas Haaretz. Yatam Sham Ksofen. So that is why Shmita Bizman is there at the Rabbanon, because there's no Shmita Skalke min HaTorah, and Shmita Ksofim is Sukkah Shmita Skalke. Let us invite the Gemara. So it comes out, Mina Toire, there's no Shmita, because there's no Yoivu, there's no Kedushas Haaretz. But the Kino Rabbonon Tetishomet, Zeichel Ushmiyas, but the Rabbonon said that there is a Shmita. Rohilu Shenimnu Ha'omila Halvei Zeazet. So because of this, the Rabbonon the Geshmita, that they start lending money, but there is gin prusbo, so it was misaken a prusbo. Let us see Rashi. V'omar Rabbonon v'tishomet bizman hazeh, zeiche l'shviyiz, shloi tishtakach teure shviyiz. So now we understand how Hillel was bekoyach to be misaken a prusbo, because tal shmita bizman hazeh zed Rabbon. So the Gemara asks, now, that when you just told me now, it's very mechudish dik, umiyika midi, the midi arais, loy misham to shviyas. Minatoire, there's no din shviyas. This nun nekudi you told me, there's a drabon of the kishviyas. Now, what does that mean? That means min ha-teire, the loiv is mechuyiv to pay the malvut, because there's no shvius min ha-teire. And the Rabbanon said that the loiv is not mechuyiv to pay the malvut. Now, that's a very interesting thing. Umi ikamidi, dimidaraisa, loiv misham to shvius. Min ha-teire, the loiv is mechuyiv to pay the malvut. V'tekino Rabbanon the tishomet. So let us see the Loshen of Rashi. So Rashi, mi kamid v'raisa loy misham teshviyas bizman hazeh ke Rebbe. V'omor Rabbonon teshomet v'nimtza haloy v'gazlan al piyam. That means he's mechuyif to pay because there's no shmita bizman hazeh. The Rabbonon told him, we gave him a pat on his back. He says, you know, we want you to be frum. Don't pay your chay. He says, don't worry, Rabbi. I'll be from whatever you say. Just tell me such things. How can they do such a thing? He's a gazlon, Rashi says. Nimsa loive gazlon al piem. How can they do such a thing? Amar Rabbaye shev ba'al tasehu. So Rabbaye said, it's not an akir min ha-teire. They're just saying, him, don't pay up your chay. Shev al tase, baloi vaze, shev u botel. The ene oisa ha mitzvah lefroya es choyva. He's just not doing his mitzvah. Baloi okalei biyadayim. This is not called an akira bekumbase. The hei gam ne muta laka dobe min a teirek. Kein shoifo, velulev. They may be yavomis bi sharab. The loi akira biyadayim. This is not considered an akira biyadayim. So Memela, so this, the Rabbanu Bekoik to do, so Rabbanu just telling him, you don't have to pay up your chayiv. So Memela, in that we have a chayiv, Shev Al Tase, that's not called a direct akira, that's not called a confrontation to Dine Dierais. So that we have a chayiv to do, don't be Memela this chayiv. So Memela, so that's that it could be Mesak and Shmita, but Bezman Hazeh. That is a bias teretz. Rav Omar, Hefke Bezen, Hoya Hefke. He says, the Rav said that that's true. Mina Teire, he owes the money. Mina Teire, the Leiva owes the money, Bizman Hazeh, because Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, there's no Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, Mina Teire. But the Rabbonah were Mavkel, the Schus, Mamin, that the Malva had. And they parted him. Rav Omer, Hefke Bezen, Lo Yehefke. Damar Rav Yitzhak, Binaim, Shefke Bezen, Lo Yehefke. Shenema, Bechola, Shelo Yovoi, Lishloishes, Hayomim. Katzar, Sassor, Veskeinim, Yochem, Kol Ruchushay, Vuyibodel, Mikol, Hagoyim. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Rav Omer, Lo Yilom, now, so Rashi says that Rav is going back on the original kasha also. We had here two kashas. One kasha we had, how could Hillel be Mesakim Prusbol is Oike Mitzvah Shmita? How could he do such a thing? So now the Gemara answered, Hillel holds like Rebbe that Shmita Bizman says at the Rabbana. Then the Gemara asked, and Rebbe, how can Shmita Bizman Hazeh be with the Rabbanon? Min ha-Teire, there's no din of Shmita Bizman Hazeh, so he's chayv to pay. How could be the Rabbanon make a din Shmita? So Rove now is answering both kashas. He's answering the first kasha. How could he will be Mesakim Prusbo? Afilu Shmita Zadereis. How could be Mesakim Prusbo? No kasha, Efke Bezen Hefke. And the same kash was, if you hold Shemitah at the Rabbonon, how could the Rabbonon make a din Shemitah? He owes the money. Also have kibbezin. So Rashi says, Rav is coming to them for two kashes. Rav amaloylon bein la Rabbonon the pligia the Rabbi. Rav mishviyish hashmatas mevuzan as adi reis. They're talking, hello, the late Shaman, the people according to the Rabbonon. Bein la Rabbi, the amalav di reis. That Shemitah is lav di reis. Amalabonon to Shomei, tleitikshin, dova. The bedava shebe momaim ain't kana kiris dava min atayre. The mokim shiog begeta daf kebesen be momin ho yehefke yochem kol rechushoi anshei knesses hagdoy luxiv.